Been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. We got a little snow. It's a little snow Monday night. What a beautiful snowfall it was, and not all that cold out. People went out for a walk, snow coming down, the stars in the sky. It's been much too warm this January thaw, and but still we have a little bit of snow on the ground, so that at night, even when there's a new moon, as there was this week, still, just from starlight and from the streetlights, the world sort of glows, the landscape glows, and the lights of houses. Too warm for winter, but it is a relief for those of us who suffer from pump handle phobia and who have suffered from this all of our lives, this fear that having been warned 1,000 times not to put our tongues onto a frozen pump handle, the very fact of having been warned will make it irresistible to us. We know this much about our natures, the fascination of the forbidden, and so we fear that on a cold day we will be unable to stop ourselves from walking up and putting our tongue against a pump handle, of which there are very few left, but an iron railing or something. And once you do that, your options are seriously reduced to about 2. As best you can, with your tongue sticking out, you can call for help, and maybe somebody will hear you. But if it's really cold, maybe not. And then you may have to pull yourself away. Oh, I'm sorry to have brought that up. So there was a little bit of snow, and it was a beautiful thing. Mr. Hansen finally had a purpose in life. He bought a new snow blower last year. He's a retired plumber, and when it snows, he gets to go out and clear everyone's sidewalk and driveway, everyone on his block. He goes up McKinley Street, all the way up to Elm Street, then back over to Taft and around the other way. And even though he is a Lutheran, he also does the sidewalk of Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility. It's a wonderful thing for him. He's 78 years old, and his wife is down in Florida taking care of her sister, who is in poor health. And so Lola is gone now for 3 months. Mr. Hansen is there alone in that little green Rambler. He was heading down the last stretch to his next-door neighbor Irene and Clint Bunsen's house, and he forgot about Irene Bunsen's little rock garden there in the front by the sidewalk, and he ran over the edge of it. And without his being aware of it, the snowblower threw 3 rocks high in the air and through their dining room window, all 3, bang, bang, bang. He couldn't hear this over the sound of the blower, but Irene and her sister Arlene were sitting there looking at old pictures at the dining room table, and the rocks came in. One hit Arlene on the shoulder. They leaped up. They immediately assumed it had been juvenile delinquents, and they grabbed a pair of binoculars and they scanned the horizon for them, and they sat down furious at what had happened. 3 holes there in the window and her shoulder ached. Children nowadays, they have such a sense of entitlement. There's just no personal risk. This never would have happened back in the day. They sat talking about the state of things and the decline of society and the state of young people. They were on the verge of becoming Republicans. And meanwhile, Mr. Hansen had gone off up into his driveway. Arlene was so upset she had to go and use the toilet. And who knows how this sort of thing happens, but it plugged up. And she didn't see any reason for that. But, of course, she felt guilty anyway. And she assumed it was her fault. There was this gurgling sound, and then things started to come up out of the toilet that had no connection to her. And there's awful smell. Well, Irene naturally called Mr. Hansen over, and he put on his orange coveralls, and he brought over his tools. He was glad to be of use, and he got his own roto-rooter, and he got the snake down into the sewer, and he broke the plug. But this gush of material came up, and this horrible smell of sewer gas and all. It was a dreadful, dreadful thing. And of course, Arlene felt terribly responsible for this. She has been accused in the past of using too much toilet paper. Well, Irene felt so sorry for Mr. Hansen, who is old, and there's always been something strange about Mr. Hansen, perhaps that he's a plumber or for some other reason. If he were sitting in the Chatterbox Cafe and there were an empty stool next to him, you would not sit down next to him. People just have avoided him. There's just something unusual about him, and it's hard to pin that down, what that is. She invited him to join her and Clint at the Moonlight Bay Supper Club for supper. They certainly couldn't eat at their house, smelling the way it did of ammonia and sewage. So they went to the Moonlight Bay, and they had the hanger steak and the mashed potatoes and a slab of apple pie. She said, "It must be lonely for you with Lola down in Florida." "No," he said, "not really. It's a good thing for people to be apart, I think. You'd never dare suggest it yourself, but you're grateful for it when it happens. Gives you time to think. And you know, her sister is not really in poor health. She just likes to go down there. They have a wonderful time together. They laugh and they laugh and they laugh and they laugh, and she doesn't laugh around me. I know that. No, we talk on the phone, you know, two or three times a week. That's enough. And it's good. It's a good thing to be apart. And she doesn't care for winter. She always had this pump handle phobia, you know. This fear of putting your tongue on a pump handle when it's cold. And I tried to tell her 40 years ago, I tried to explain to her how it has to be really, really cold for that to happen. And it was not that cold. It was about as cold as it is now. And I went to show her and I put my tongue on a pump handle, and of course it happened. And it froze. And she just ran off in a panic. She didn't go get hot water. I stood there, crying. And then I just straightened up as hard as I could. And I split my tongue. He stuck his tongue out, and they could see it was sort of cloven. It was sort of forked. That's what's different about him. They knew it was something, and they never looked at his tongue closely. Oh, you find out all sorts of things about people when you are forced to show hospitality to them. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.